Redborn and Wiz Jones lead us in. Thank you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I lit up from Reno. I was trailed by 20 hounds. I didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight. I just might get some sleep.
Sit out running, but I take my It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Good morning. It's 9:21. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And the correct post office box is P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. We are a station that is owned by the trustees of Tufts College, and we are part of Tufts, and 02153 is the Tufts subsidiary post office in Medford, Massachusetts. So, we heard Walter Sickert in the Army of Broken Toys with Come Black Magic, the title track from their latest album. And those folks are deservedly up for Boston Music Awards. You can find out more by checking them out on their website. And I'm not sure, I think you can still vote for them. Anyway, before that was Bob Weir and Grace Potter with Friend of the Devil. A great two-disc compilation called Dear Jerry, Celebrating the Music of Jerry Garcia. And this was recorded at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, last year, May 11th, 2015. And it is now officially available. The release date was last week, October 14th, and it is really a very fine two-disc compilation. Before Friend of the Devil, we heard Sharon Knight and Winter, along with numerous other guests from the Portals album, doing Whisper Your Name. And we started off with John Renborn and Wiz Jones giving us Balam Moon from the album Joint Control. That was the last album that John Renborn worked on before he passed away. And hopefully you have gotten to see the spectacular full moon that has been gracing us in the evening and on into the night, Saturday, Sunday. It should still be great here. The Tuesday is probably the last day to really appreciate any of our fantastic full moon. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore of Charles Kightley. October the 17th, it says, beware of earthquakes. And John Phillips from Cider of 1708 notes, I nor advise nor reprehend the choice of Markley Hill. The apple nowhere finds a kinder mold. Yet 'tis unsafe to trust deceitful ground. Who knows but that once more this mount may journey, and his present site forsaking, to thy neighbor's bounds transfer thy goodly plants, affording matter strange for law debates. And the reason why this was that in 1571, a hill which they call a Markley Hill roused itself up as though it had wakened from a deep sleep, and for the space of 3 days together, moving and shoving itself as mighty and huge a heap as it was, with roaring noise and a fearful sort. Who knows when we might have more earthquake activity? Because, yes, even here in the eastern United States, we are on an active fault zone. October the 18th, St. Luke's Day, fine weather, called St. Luke's Little Summer. St. Luke, the Greek writer of the third gospel in the Acts of the Apostles, is the patron saint both of doctors and of painters and other artists. It's a lucky day to choose a husband, and there are several sovereign, shall we say, divinatory rituals that you can do. October the 19th is St. Luke's Tide. Lovers exchange tokens and set the wedding date. Merry in September's shine, your living will be rich and fine. If in October you do marry, love will come, but riches tarry. If you wed in bleak November, only joy will come, remember. When December's showers fall flat, merry and true, fall fast, merry and true love will last. Monday for wealth, Tuesday for health, Wednesday the best day of all, Thursday for crosses, Friday for losses, Saturday no luck at all. Well, my grandparents married in November and had a long and joyful life together. And it's true, they weren't rich, but they did have a plenty of fun and lovely times. October the 20th, inspect stores of sweating cider apples. The most valuable for cider are the old sorts of apples, such as the Steyr, the Golden Pippin, the Haglow Crab, several varieties of the Harvey, the Brady Apple, Red Streak, Woodcock, Moyle, Gennet Moyle, Red, White, and Yellow Muss, Foxwhelp, Lone and Old Permains, Dimmock Red, Ten Commandments, and others. That's from Herefordshire Orchards, a pattern for England of 1657. And I must say that this is a lovely time of year to journey out to the local apple orchards here in Massachusetts. Oftentimes you can actually get fresh cider, which has no preservatives and tastes remarkably good. One of the places that I can definitely recommend is Honey Pot Orchards in Stowe, Mass. And there is nothing quite like fresh cider with a fresh apple cider donut. October the 21st, the Feast of Saint Ursula and her 11,000 virgins, make the Virgin Queen's Potion. Saint Ursula, Little Bear, is said to have been a British princess who fled with her maiden companions to avoid an unwanted marriage, but was martyred with them by the Huns at Cologne, whose cathedral was raised in their honor. The virgin band, whose number was expanded from 11 to 11,000 by medieval fable, are the patrons of girls' schools. And here's a good one, folks. October the 22nd, by tradition, the anniversary of the creation, timber felling begins. And why is this the anniversary of the creation? Because Bishop James Usher, in the Annals of the World of 1658, noted, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, which beginning of time, according to our chronology, fell upon the entrance of the night preceding the 23rd day of October in the year 4004 before Christ." October the 23rd, leaves begin to fall. Oh my. Leaves begin to fall from the trees, signs of winter increase. From the Knowledge of Things Unseen of 1729, when the leaves will not fall from the trees in October, or else when there are a great number of caterpillars on the trees, then followeth after a cold winter. If the birds are fat in October, expect a hard winter. Flocks of winter migrant woodcock arrive about now. They were once believed to spend summer on the moon. Some think to northern coasts their flight they tend, or to the moon in midnight hours ascend. From John Gay's The Shepherd's Week of 1714. It's also the anniversary of the Battle of Edgehill in 1642, the first major conflict of the English Civil War, which was afterwards several times observed to be acted by phantasms in the sky, with the clashing of weapons and piteous cries of the wounded, to the wonder and no small terror of the witnesses thereof. It is 9:33. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Last week, the day that we know as Columbus Day is the Canadian Thanksgiving. So in honor of that, Jay Unger and Molly Mason will give us a little waltz.
fighting oak tree and stone. Head back, I'll chop and antler dust, ringing to sinew and bone. We pagan folk, awakened are we into the great circle born. Arise, arise, come and listen and see, and answer the call of the horn. We are the children of Canoodos, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canoodos, and we are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, we strive for love and understand. We are the children of Canoodos. We are the children of Canoodos. From Scoward Hill to the Moss Lake Wood, we walk the circle round. City streets and gardens green, we serve the sacred crown. To dance to the tune, the song of the earth, listen to what stones say. Come step on the path, the circle of birth, come hear the ancient drums play. We are the children of Canoodos, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canoodos, we are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, we strive to love and understand. We are the children of Canoodos. We are the children of Canoodos. Children of Canoodos, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canoodos, we are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, who is right to love and understand. We are the children of Canoodos, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canoodos, we are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, who is right to love and understand. We are the children of Canoodos. We are the children of Canoodos. We are the children of
Good morning, it's 9:46. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Arthur Hines with Children of Canoodos from Dance in the Fire. Before that was Jay Atwood with Fire Dance from Bonfire Dreaming. And a big hello to Jay and Berta and other folks who are gathered in Las Vegas, or as I knew it from my youth, Lost Wages, but doing some great ritual out there. And we started off with Jay Younger and Molly Mason with the Thanksgiving Waltz from Harvest Home. Well, we're continuing our exploration of a fine album called Dancing with the Dead, the Music of Global Death Rites. And we're going to hear a Santeria piece from Cuba and an excerpt from the funeral music of the native folks of Papua New Guinea, and then an Ashkenazic Jewish chant. If we have time, let's hope so. Otherwise, I'll be hearing from Joyce the Voice.
Baja la tierra. El male rachamim shochem mamromim hamseim nuchan echona tachat kanfei ashechina במעלות קדושים וטהורים כזוהר הרקיע מזהירים לנשמות יקירינו שהלכו לעולמם בגן עדן, בגן עדן תהי מנוחתם, תהי Rachamim Yastireinu B'Seter K'nafav Li'olamim V'Tzror B'Tzror Rachayim Et Nishmatam
folks. That was Janet Leister with an Ashkenazic Jewish piece, which is called God Full of Compassion. Prior to that was an excerpt of a funeral music from the Bunyan people of Papua New Guinea. And we started off with Los Anani doing La Luz Redentora from Cuba. And we're going to let Stuart get set up here. Do you already have something you want to play?
Yeah, I can play something just really fast.
Here, let's give you a mic.
Hi everyone, my name's Stuart. I will be on at 10 o'clock and I already have a plan.
What's been happening? In your face I can see the pain. Don't you try to